Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Traders Risk Call. I'm Nicholas, and with us today is V, the CEO and founder of Track Record. How are you, V?
Hey, hi Nick. Let's talk about markets.
Right. So traditional capital markets are usually serene these days, and a lot of investors are getting jitters because they're not used to this kind of calm. So what has changed since last year?
I believe that the structural change in the market is, the change in US administration, politics have become much more predictable, right? We don't hear much from President Biden. In fact, one of the complaints from the press was that he doesn't talk to the press as often as they want him to, right? And that is a big change because the previous president was always on the airwaves, right? Always on Twitter, and foreign policy can change, trade policy can change, sanctions on China, all these random things, all these random factors makes for every day to be kind of like exciting, right? Because it's random, you see a lot of movements, you see markets reacting, and there's a lot of volatility and randomness in the shorter term. And not just the shorter term, also the longer term as well, because it's quite difficult to predict what is his plans exactly. Whereas we have now reverted to a much more defined or much more traditional form of governance, where the president communicates through his key advisors, his cabinet members, right? The president, the trade policy goes through the trade. Advisor, and you know, there's no tweets that are about changes in policies, right? Changes in policies are more reasoned and more thought out. So I think that changes a lot in the shorter for a lot in terms of dampening volatility. So almost since the start of the second quarter, after the rotation, and then now people are putting capital to work, we're becoming, you see, VIX as a measure of volatility, stock market volatility has come off and is consistently coming off as time passes. And even in currency markets, it's also very quiet. And I think that's a good thing. That bodes well for the bull market that we are going through, where you know volatility is very subdued, and we expect this to continue. I expect this to continue in the weeks and months ahead.
Right, and there seems to be a huge party going on in the crypto market. So, what do you think is causing this?
Cryptos, especially Bitcoin and Ethereum, are the key beneficiaries of development in the sector, right? We now have, yesterday we had Coinbase direct listing, IPO, and you know the valuation at one stage was in excess of $100 billion, right? And it's good in that as an exchange, as more of these companies come online, right, become more mainstream, it becomes more acceptable for the average investors to consider crypto as an asset class. We have various developments as the weeks pass as well. As the weeks pass by, that you know, different banks are coming into the space. Different companies are getting invested. Major companies are getting invested in some shape or form. So I believe that's going to continue. And so that's one of the things that's pushing the cryptocurrencies up as more inflows, as more investment come into the space. But the other thing also is that we have the relentless money printing. As time passes, more supply of fiat currency as opposed to finite assets such as Bitcoin. So the price of Bitcoin will rise, as we said before, and we recently mentioned it in one of our webinars as well. And I think our target of 85,000 for the year of Bitcoin is going to be achieved ahead of schedule, I think.
Right. And being on the right side of asymmetry is important for trading. So where do you think we can find such opportunities these days?
As always, we always talk about the track record philosophy is to be on the right side of symmetry, meaning that we risk a defined amount of capital to try to earn multiple times of that capital, right? So you have limited losses but unlimited gains, right? So it's asymmetric in the sense, right? So we're always looking for opportunities like this. And right now, to reiterate, I believe the crypto space is an amazing treasure trove of opportunities, right? I think we need to devote a lot more time and resources to understanding this space. It's a sector that is changing every day, in fact, very, very quickly. We will have more and more investors getting involved, and we will have many asymmetric opportunities in this sector in the weeks, months, and years ahead, right? So Bitcoin for us continues to be this opportunity, but I think in the weeks ahead, there will be even more as the decentralized finance sector starts to get more interesting, gets to develop even more, right? As more banks come into the sector. So what we are seeing right now is banks are hiring people with crypto expertise, and crypto companies are hiring people with financial expertise, right? So we really need to start to monitor this sector a bit more, and we will talk about this more in the days ahead. But for now, of course, still very, very invested in Bitcoin especially, and even Ethereum and other cryptocurrencies.
All right, that's all for today's episode. Thanks, V.
Okay, thank you, Nick. As always, stay true to the process, and profitability is inevitable. All right, take care. Yeah, bye-bye.